In the age of hyper-globalization, it seems that pretty much anything can be manufactured overseas and shipped to its destination. Okay, not anything. I mean, you couldn't construct a hotel or apartment building in China or Eastern Europe and send it to the U.S., right? Here's the world's Jason Margolis.
In the city of Newton, just outside of Boston, large boxes, 65 feet long, 13 feet across, dangle in the air from a 600-ton crane. They're being stacked on top of each other like Legos.
One box has the bedroom in, the other box has the living, dining, kitchen in.
Architect Arthur Klipfel is developing this 68-unit apartment complex. Klipfel also designed this modular, independent pieces fitted together to form a building. His company, Green Stacks, allows architects to choose from a library of more than 20 standardized boxes. Gwen Noyes is his wife and business partner.
The boxes can come with the kitchen cabinets, the flooring, all the bathroom fixtures, the prime coat of paint, the electrical that is all the electrical.
All that work was done 350 miles north in a factory in Quebec.
So they're working in a controlled environment. The factory is beautiful. They have year-round work, and they don't have to deal with the weather.
There aren't factories building modulars that can accommodate this apartment project nearby to Boston. And so the finished boxes are trucked down through Canada and the woods of Maine, then on to eastern Massachusetts. It costs a lot to transport those boxes. They can make some of that back-paying rural Canadian carpenter somewhat less than Boston area workers. The husband and wife architect team say the real cost savings to building in a factory in Canada is speed.
The fact that we could complete the project in 5 months less than all the other projects was really a key factor in our getting the winning the competition to do this building.
The couple sees factory-built modulars as an affordable, quick solution to housing shortages in Boston and cities across the globe. Their prefabricated designs are also built green, with insulation and energy-efficient heating and cooling built in. Modulars have been around since after World War II, but with improved technology and logistics, developers are taking the idea more seriously. Stephanie Robson is with the School of Hotel Administration at Cornell University.
It's absolutely a trend. In fact, I think it's going to be the way many hotels will be built going forward.
Robson points to a hip Dutch boutique hotel, Citizen M, that recently opened in New York. The rooms were constructed in Poland.
Building modular helps us to create a very constant quality of rooms.
Martin De Hooge is the project architect for Citizen M's hotels. He says the modular boxes are fitted with pretty much everything in Poland.
It could even include the mattress and the television.
And shipped around the world. Here's one limitation, though. Size.
Citizen M has a very small bedroom. It's just the width of a bed. It really is a room within the size of a sea container.
Stop and visualize that for a second. You're spending the night in a shipping container, but with a bed, desk, and a bathroom. You have to climb off the foot of the bed. The sides touch the walls. Still, the rooms do look groovy and comfy, but they may not be for everyone. That's one major limitation with most modular buildings. Architects can't get that creative. Again, Stephanie Robson at Cornell.
The issue is the pieces themselves have to conform to whatever the transportation infrastructure can handle. But that doesn't mean that we won't see some innovations where we can build a larger guest room out of multiple components.
But this story isn't just about architectural innovation. It's also about jobs shifting across the globe. On the West Coast, some modular units are being constructed in China. Justin Widener is chief of staff at the Carpenters Union, which has 500,000 members in the U.S. and Canada.
Well, we know there's no stopping progress. Traditionally, this has been a trade and a career where you didn't have to worry about offshoring. But with modular construction, that's definitely a concern. However, it's coming.
And Widener also sees opportunity. More modulars means more construction. And the Carpenters Union has already forged relationships with some factories building modulars. Stephanie Robson says there's another way to look at the job story.
There will be lots of jobs. They'll just happen to be in factories instead of on job sites.
But the question is, where will those jobs be? Will they be in Poland or New England? For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.